OSI.
Yep.
My guy.
Uprise.
Uprise to start.
You know what this song is about right here?
Give it to me.
I'm going to let her tell you first. You're the baddest in all of creation. Listen to what she's saying. You ever met a guy like this before? A guy who does this?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Basically, she's saying, you know, she's trying to enjoy herself,
yes,
but all the guy wants to do is talk.
Oh my goodness.
All he wants to do is chat.
All he wants to do is chat himself out.
He just wants
of...
to talk.
Oh man.
Grace Rose, letting them know what's up.
Letting them know. Chat. Oh, I know it. I wasn't ready for that, my brother. I understand loud and clear what you're saying.
What's up, bro?
And I bet our listeners do, because we've all talked ourselves out of...
out of a good situation.
Out of a good situation. Simon is tripping over there.
Caught him completely off guard.
He was like, what? Wait, huh?
Girls can talk like that. Girls talk like that nowadays.
I mean...
You talk like that nowadays.
Every day.
Just so you know.
You know what? It's just like we talk about some of these dudes running around the NFL... running to the media, talking
just
too
talking,
much.
Talking, just chat.
Just chatting too much.
chat all day.
Talked himself out of a good thing, a good situation. My brother, well,
man,
I just want to welcome everybody to the J. Bell and OC podcast. We are back post Wembley weekend.
Oh, my goodness, man. What a great, great game that was for the Seattle Seahawks.
For the Seahawks, you saw.
Wasn't good for the Raiders.
Man, that old line. Man, those two tackles, they took a beating. They had Derek Carr running for his life, almost knocked him out of the game.
Well, he cried. He cried.
Yeah, he.
Did you see him crying?
Yeah, he. I mean, I thought his shoulder was out, man.
But he was literally crying. Like, I don't think I've seen that before on a football field. Like, I've seen people in extreme pain.
Yes. Maybe it was extreme pain.
Yeah, but he was.
You think it was more of a cry?
He was crying. I'm not laughing.
No,
at his injury,
man.
How many injuries? I've had several injuries.
Yeah, yeah.
And
my
I
arm's
was like,
my arm is
not like crying, though.
I know. Maybe he had that. You know how sometimes the pain continues to hit you? You have your initial shock pain, like, you know, when I snap both my arms, it's like, pow, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then it's chill for a second. I mean, the big – I'm trying to give an excuse.
Right.
If people knew how OC was looking, y'all need to know. OC's looking at me with a you're lying face.
What are you talking about, Jay?
You're completely lying. My camera moved, everything. I'm sorry. Yeah, man, it was good for Seattle.
What about the atmosphere, though?
We kept
how
talking
crazy
about
was that.
Looking up at that stadium, it was rocking. It was
unbelievable.
Rocking.
I've never seen it like that before.
Nah.
I've never seen it like that before.
Shout out to the fans. You know what? The UK fans are making Wembley. I mean, the UK games, they're own. They own them.
Yeah.
They own those games. Whoever comes in, you coming in dealing with our fans.
Yep.
Active. You know what? We should challenge our fans to be.
What's that?
Better than all the fans in the U.S. Ooh. Louder.
I'll tell you what.
Rowdier.
I'll tell you what, Jason. Yesterday, they were. Mm. And remember when I looked at you, I was like, Jason, can you imagine what these guys who have came over here are thinking?
Yeah.
Because there's no possible way they could have expected
that. They didn't expect
No way they could have expected that.
Rocking.
Like, this. Are we in Seattle? Like, what is going on here?
To think fans traveled that far.
Yeah.
And from all around the world, locally, everything. I mean, it's amazing, man. That is just, it's beautiful to see. Beautiful for us to see, and we truly respect it, and it gave us a lot of energy.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I'm gonna tell you what kind of energy it gave you. Mm-hmm. It gave you so much energy that you never put a coat on the sideline.
Never.
The whole game.
Never. You know, Jason, I gotta be honest with you, man. Mm-hmm. Here's what I realized yesterday. At first, I had the coat on.
Got it.
And then I had taken it off, and I just, for some reason, I just saw myself in the camera with the coat off. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I finally realized that I'm probably about the fourth best looking guy in the world. I'm number four. And so as I realized I was the fourth best looking guy in the world, I said to myself, I think I'm going to leave this coat on.
Don't deny the world. Yeah.
And I was so cold, but I had committed. I had made the commitments to not put that coat on. And I said, I'm just going to keep it. I'm just going to keep it off, man.
I can't.
It sucked. Number four.
Where did number four come from?
It just hit me. I'm probably the fourth best looking. I don't know who the other three are, but I knew right then that I was probably the fourth best looking guy in the entire world, J-Bell. That's just how I get down.
Oh, my God.
That's just how I get down. Man. I don't know where I got that. I think maybe, you know what it is? It must have been from.
I'm sweating.
It must have been. I think it was from my ex-girlfriend in college who told me I was up there, man. She told me that, man. Shout out to Tanita. You know what?
What's that?
I got to tell you the story about Tanita, man.
Tell me.
I got to tell you a story about Tanita. And this is sad.
Wait, I think I know this. Did you tell this before?
I'm not sure if I told you this. I think I might have told you this before, but I got to tell the listeners, obviously. This is sad. Okay. This is a sad story, but I have to tell it just to tell you what kind of scumbag I am.
Wait, you might have told us this story.
I never told this story before.
Okay.
Impossible.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to do?
You're trying to save it.
Yes, I'm trying to save you from. Yeah.
No,
okay.
I have to because she deserves it. She deserves
you're
it.
You're in.
So, I'm in college. I have a college girlfriend by the name of Tanita. Mm-hmm. You know, colleges. Yeah. You know how college is.
Yeah, I was
but
there.
She was literally one of the nicest people and one of the best women I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Tanita was the name. So, you know, we're so broke in college. Don't have not even a penny.
Pulling scratches together.
Yeah, so Christmas is over. Not over, but we're about to go on our Christmas break. And, you know, because I went to Troy and not UCLA, they didn't give us any money.
Oh, no.
There was nothing under the table for us at Troy.
I don't know anything about UCLA, home of the Bruins.
So, it's time for me to go home, and I literally don't have a single penny to my name. I can't even go home. I'm sitting in the dorm.
I'm laughing, but I understand.
I'm sitting in the dorm, and I can't go home. So I go to my college girlfriend, Tanita. I'm like, listen, Tanita, listen. I need to go home. I have no money. Tanita had a job. Uh-huh. Obviously, we couldn't work. You know how that is.
At that time, we couldn't work. Yeah.
So I'm like, Tanita, please, can you lend me some money for me to go home? She's like, okay, cool. She goes into her room. Uh-huh. Comes out, gives me $100. I'm like, $100?
That changes your life.
$100 at that time? Now, I'm driving a Cadillac. You understand what I mean? It was only going to take me $20 of gas money to get home.
Right.
I fill my tank up, which is going to get me there and back. I got $80 left.
Oh, no.
Jason, so I have this $80 left. I go to one of my friend's house as soon as I get home. And this man just so happens to have some exotic dancers at his house. I'm like, okay, cool. Jason, I spent $80, the only $80 I had. You know, doing what I do.
All ones.
I get back.
I'm sweating through my shirt.
I get back to Troy.
Oh, gosh, this is ridiculous.
And I go straight to go see my girlfriend, you know, because I missed her. So I go see her, and she is upset. She is sad. And I'm like, what's going on? I didn't see her car. I'm like, what's going on here? She was like, that her mama had to come get her car. I'm like, why? She was like, she had got pulled over, and she had gotten a ticket. And I'm like, what did you get a ticket for? She was like, she didn't have any insurance. I was like, why do you not have any insurance? She was like, I gave you the...
Oh, no, stop. Stop it right now.
Jason.
No.
She gave me the $100, the only $100 she had. She gave it to me. And I took this girl's money and spent it on that. Jason, I went home. I said, Tanita, listen, I have to go. I'll come right back. I went home, and Jason, I cried. Tears, Jason. Aww. Cried because I couldn't believe what I had just done. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, man. Within a week, I went to her. I was like, listen, Tanita, we can't be together anymore.
Because I'm a bad person.
I'm a bad person. And we broke up. We broke up. I broke up with her because I knew that I didn't deserve a person like that, Jason. I knew it. And from time to time, I still think about that, man. And it's crazy. Shout out to Tanita, man. But I don't even know why I told that story. It just came to me and I had to, man. It was just, you imagine?
Yeah. Was the party good, though?
Oh, it was an incredible, it was an incredible party. It was an incredible party, but
I had to bring the mood up because I was feeling
sad, yeah. Emotional, right?
You think the Raiders O line felt like that when they got on the plane?
They had to, have because those two left tackle and the right tackle were just getting worked from beginning of the game to end of the game.
And you know, people talk about Gruden and these are not his players and. You can tell he's not motivated by his talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he chose them to.
Yes, he did.
Those are his guys
yep.
that he drafted.
And on top of that, everything that happened yesterday, he needs to take at least 80% of the blame for it.
He should have adjusted better.
How do you not adjust?
I don't know. We were down there thinking, hey, man.
What are you doing?
Stop max protect, meaning only run two-man routes, use everybody else to block it up, and see if Derek Carr got a big enough arm to make it happen. That's what you got to do. And the man almost got hurt. Well, he did get hurt.
He did get hurt.
You got to change and adjust your offense.
Do you think that maybe it's because he hasn't been in the game for so long that he just doesn't know not to do that? Like,
could be. And it also could be stubbornness because what makes him kind of his personality is that stubbornness, right? Mm-hmm. Chuck.
I'm Chucky.
Yeah. And it's like, this is what I do. It's worked before. It will work again. These guys can't execute. They're bad players.
So you put it on them, even though it's.
You got those two kind of coaches. You got a coach that says, I'm going to get the best out of a Jason Bell because I'm a great coach. I'll teach him technique, everything. And you got a coach that's like, well, I got this guy, OC, over here. I ain't got to teach him nothing. He can go ball.
Mm-hmm.
You got those two kind of different people, right?
Yeah.
You know.
I've always thought that a really good coach was a coach that makes his players like he doesn't try to make his players fit his scheme. You understand what I'm trying to say?
He fits the scheme around
the players. Yeah, he fits his scheme around the players. He's like, okay, I have this guy, this guy, this guy. This guy's good at this. This guy's good at that. This guy's good at that. So now I'm gonna make my defense around them as opposed to this is my defense and whatever player I have, he's got to fit into what I'm trying to do. Those are the bad coaches.
So, you know, one thing about Bill Belichick is he's been there so long that he can find a guy skill set that fits something he wants to do. Mm-hmm. So, inevitably, he's doing what you said.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, this player does this really well. So, when I run this defense or when he's in the game, I'm going to do this. And, you know, it's obviously worked out. You're right, though. Good coaches do a couple of different things. I think, first of all, they teach you the game. When the game's happening, you need to understand situational football because the way you play changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
This part of the game, this quarter of the game, this down and distance, you know, this part of the field, you know, this is the score. Teams are going to do different things. And if you can be educated on exactly what team's philosophies are at that point, you become a better player because you eliminate a high percentage of things they'll do to you. So now you're playing 25% of the play calls, which if you're a smart player, which most NFL guys are, that last gives you an opportunity to make plays.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm with you. Let's talk about another game.
Okay.
Because you and I, there's one thing that's guaranteed. We love football.
Yes.
We love good football. The Patriots and the Chiefs.
Wow.
I like how I start with one line from you, and then we just go after that.
Yeah.
One line on that game.
The Patriots are back, man. Here's the thing. I think we had to predict that game.
We did.
And
you went on the line. You went out on the limb.
I picked the Chiefs.
Yeah, but that's.
But I said, even in our little, I was like, the Chiefs can't win this game. Because going into New England in that environment with Tom Brady with all his weapons right now.
Oh, my God. They are elite with all these weapons.
You can't win that game. Now, man. The Chiefs gave it a valiant effort now. My boy, my homie, Patrick, my homie. Jeez.
Hey.
This is a talent.
He's got it. First of all, I give you a lot of credit because I was not that hype on him. I didn't see it. Okay, he was shaky at first. He was a little off. If he would have been on the money in those first two drives, they'd have won the game. Yeah. And OC, that game was all about who had the ball last.
Yes.
I mean, you kicked the field goal in time going off the clock. I mean, it was just lights out.
Yeah. I was watching, right? And Brady got the ball back with 3 minutes left.
Yep.
I said, that's
that's it.
There's just nothing you can do.
That is it.
There's nothing you can do.
That is it. I will tell you this. As much as high-flying offense was happening, I'm going to give you a stat. And this is why this stat is important. New England, 173 rushing yards.
Wow.
Let me tell you why. The ball is being thrown all over the yard this year, right? But football is football. It evolves. It changes. Things get hot and go away. If you can run the ball and stop the run, you can win games. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
New England got back to running the ball. All this fancy big plays that happen everywhere. You know why it can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring our fans in. Football's very simple, right? If I'm running the ball, then I have to now allocate players, put more people in the box to stop the run.
Absolutely.
Which forces man coverage or looser zone coverages in the back, right? Which gives you the opportunity to throw the ball down the field.
And they were doing that.
And that's what was
I mean.
When you run for a buck 73, you got to say, these guys, and that means eating up the clock.
Yeah.
Because you do not want Pat, your homie, back on the field because he can score.
How do you go about defeating this current New England Patriots team? I mean, you look at all the weapons they have. You look at them being able to run the ball like that. Defensively, they're getting better. How do you – I just don't see how teams are going to be able to contend with them right now. Gordon, Gronkowski, Sonny Michel,
he's
Edelman.
Coming through. You know,
they're back again.
The only way, and I hate repeating this because we say it and we use it like it's our go-to, but it's the truth. All you can do is what you did to beat them.
Pressure.
You have to have an ill defensive line that gets ridiculous pressure and cuts the head off the snake.
Yeah.
Because the reason they're so effective is you have – most quarterbacks can't do this. Most quarterbacks can't – if you put out five receivers, right, in a route, most quarterbacks can't get to the second read – I mean, to the third read. I mean, Tom Brady can get to the fifth read. You know what? One thing to make it
quick too, like 1, 2, 3, 4, boom.
This is one thing I want our listeners to check out. Just if you want to look at something technical, you know how you do the dump off pass, right? You do a quick dump off to the running back. Mm-hmm. People are always saying that there's nothing open. You dump a pass off to a running back, tight end, just a short route. What Tom Brady does better than almost anybody, except Phillip Rivers, he sees the field so quickly. He knows, let me get rid of the ball before the defenders slow down and set up in their zone, you know what I'm saying, to react to the dump off. So what I'm saying is he gets to his read so fast, he dumps the ball off while the defender is still running kind of with their back.
To get to their zone.
To get to their zone. So now you got a guy catching the ball with no one coming downhill on him to tackle him, they're still running backwards because they haven't even set up. That's how quick he processes stuff.
It's crazy.
That's something that people don't realize is so intriguing about good quarterback play. Little things like that, how he processes information.
You know what I'm intrigued about and the kind of information I've been processing lately?
I just know where this is going.
I hear. Uh-huh. Now, I hear. About a second referendum. Have you heard about this? They're trying to do the Brexit vote over again.
I read something about that, but I didn't dig deep.
here's the thing that I find interesting.
I'm highly scared to go down this rabbit hole with you.
Here's the thing that I find
interesting. But I trust you. Yeah. Simon just left the room, by the way.
Here's what I find interesting, J-Bo, is that I don't know enough about Brexit to say whether it's a good or a bad thing. Obviously, the people who voted for it have their opinions. The people who voted against it have their opinions. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Here's what I didn't know. I didn't know if you get voted, somebody votes something and it doesn't go your way. I didn't know that you could be like, well, we need to revote. Because I'm quite sure there's a lot of people across the pond, like they like to call it, across the pond, who
want that vote back?
I mean, like, let me see.
You know that... DT? Can I get that back?
Let me see if I can. Let's have a second referendum on what's going on. It's just me. I don't know, Jason.
You know what
this
sounds
know.
Like? Mm. Tattoo removal.
Right. I don't like this tattoo.
Tattoo removal.
Oh, my goodness. Jay, when I heard that, I was like... A second? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't love Sharon. I want to take... I don't love Sharon. Get that off my arm.
Unbelievable.
You know why I avoid this conversation? Because it's kind of like, I live here. I love it. But you don't come in somebody else's houses and tell them how to run it.
That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, and we're not. But that's the reason I just said what I said. But... Obviously, you kept it safe. And I'm legitimately sweating, laughing. Oh, my gosh. Can I talk about one other surprise this week?
All right, what you got for me?
I want to talk about something I didn't see coming.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I got something funny before that.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text. You know, my boy's Connor's agent.
Okay.
So I get a text. He like, Jay Bell. We need to get a haircut out here. Can you hook me up?
All right, all right.
I didn't pull it off.
Okay.
But I felt good that I was almost a part of it. Because did you see all the dudes doing Connor's dance? Every time they scored, everybody was doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't get knocked out.
I knew you was going to say that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised they didn't get knocked out doing that dance.
Oh, Adi, bruh, if you're listening, I didn't, you know. Oh, man.
I like Connor.
I know what you're saying.
I like Connor, but I mean,
but they didn't, and he got him pumped up. He actually went in and broke it down with the DBs.
Okay.
And some of their DBs made some good plays. Yeah. Anyways, did you see them being able to put up all them points? I mean,
impossible. Impossible.
It was, and they were getting a lot of heat because Jason Garrett especially was getting all that heat because there was no creativity in their offense. It's like you see all these creative offenses in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any. They don't have a number one receiver. They lost Jason Witten. It's like, help Dak out. They did.
Oh, man. They thumped
the
Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, for the past 2 weeks, Jacksonville Jaguars have just I don't know what's going on with them.
Disappointed you.
I don't know what's going on with them.
Me neither.
You can't be a serious playoff contender and get beat like that. That it doesn't happen.
No.
You can lose.
You can lose
games.
Right.
You can't be getting beat down like that 2 weeks in a row. You got blown out 2 weeks in a row.
We said something before we started taping, and I want you to kind of repeat it. And it's true. I don't think last year they were better at stopping the run. They just don't do well stopping the run. They're good as far as throwing the ball. I mean, stopping the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But – they're just not built to stop the run, I don't think. I don't know.
They're not doing it. They have good players, man. They got good players on their line. Good play. I think it must be
206 rushing yards. That's not an elite defense.
That's a mouthful.
But so obviously Dallas got back to that. But I think what they did well is they allowed Dak Prescott to run the ball. And I mean not just in the red zone like he's been doing. He was able to run the ball, get out of the pocket. Those are the things he had success with when he was hot. I think everybody gets scared about putting their quarterback in harm's way, so they try to rein him in.
Yeah.
But it's just like with Cam Newton, when they said, hey, if you want to win, we're going to have to use him as a runner. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what they did, and it worked out, man.
Worked out for him. Let's see how much longer it can keep working out for him.
I mean, that was surprising. Does this knock the Jags out of our conversation of being able to be at the top of the AFC?
I think we got to give them one more week, because teams slip up. Yeah, I think we got to give them one more week. That defense, they just got too many good players.
Are they getting tired? Are they on the field too much? Are they getting worn down?
I don't think so.
Have they lost that kind of thing?
They might have been figured out, but I wouldn't say that they're just on the field for an extended period, because Jacksonville, you know, besides last week against Kansas City, they're a ball control offense.
Yes.
So
Leonard Fournette's out too.
Yeah.
And that's he usually bailed out Blake Bortles as far as running, you know, having to win games for him. And they got no running backs. That's a big thing. That's what they did before. And
you got some tweets for me, man? You got some tweets before we
Of course I do.
Get this thing cracking.
Of course I do. Let's look at what's going on here. All right.
I like to respond to the tweets, man.
You do, huh? They're fun.
Yeah. The tweets. They talk about the Uprise music all the time, too.
Oh, man.
They give us so much love on the Uprise.
Even at the game, they was giving us love. Like the podcast people were talking about, man, we really, really appreciate it. This is from Nathan Folley.
Okay.
Time to start mentioning Drew Brees in the conversation about GOAT. I was going to say G-O-A-T.
Men lie, women lie, numbers do not.
You're right.
And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that.
I mean, you're right.
He might not have won 11 Super Bowls, but men lie, women lie, numbers do not.
I think that when you think about the greatest of all time, you always think about championships. So you always lean towards the person who has the most titles.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Those Super Bowls, they're not individual accomplishments, man.
You're on something.
100% sure Tom Brady
doesn't win
5 Super Bowls if he's not in New England. I'm 100% sure of that.
I'm 100% sure of that, too.
So why would you say he's the GOAT and Drew Brees isn't? It doesn't make any sense. So, you have to give him that kind of credit, man.
Yep. Alex, let's see what Alex has to say. Is it still true that defense wins titles, or can a team like the Chiefs go all the way with their high-flying offense? Take a shot.
I've seen the Chiefs before.
Yep.
I've seen them many, many years.
Okay.
I think maybe outside of the St. Louis Rams, mm-hmm. I can't think of the last team with that kind of offense that just won the championship like that. And the Rams had a pretty good defense. But I'm talking about it seems like they're a one-sided football team right now. Defensively, they show up every once in a while, but
they got holes, though.
They got too many. I don't think that a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, unless they get better on defense, can win the Super Bowl. I just don't think so. To answer the question, defense still wins championships, man. You're going to have to show your backbone at some point.
Yeah, and they can't stop the run. Yeah. You know, and Eric Berry did so much for them.
Didn't he?
He did so much for them. If you can't stop the run, you're going to have a problem. And if you can't play defense, like what you're saying, OC, you're going to have an off game.
Yeah. And the worst time.
And the defense is going to make it happen and pull through, whether it be big sack, turnover, something. So, yeah. Defense always wins championships because you have to win that tough game in the playoff to win the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And running the ball always wins championships because you're going to have to do that, especially as the weather gets nasty.
Nasty.
As it does.
Nasty weather.
I know. Last one. If we got time. Do we got time, Simon?
Come on, then.
All right, cool. All right, Chris. Chris asked, what do you think of the NFL's ridiculous overtime rules? How can both teams not have a possession? Why not just play it out with the minutes, regular minutes, or even a kickoff?
Like he's saying,
a penalty shootout in soccer.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say.
That's kind of what they do in college, though.
Yeah.
They put it at the 20 and go at it, and I hate that.
here's what I'll say to that.
Yep.
When I was with the Giants and people will come to me with questions like that, I will tell them, I am employee number 72. And that question is way above my pay grade.
Employee 72.
Employee number 72.
Man, you know what that is right there.
Hey.
That's the uprise.
Can you explain what she's talking about here?
That chat, chat, chat. When you're on your podcast, just talking yourself out of listeners. Hey, man, I just want to say, get your questions in on Twitter using hashtag AskOC, AskJBell. And you know what? Show us some love and give us a cool review on the podcast, on iTunes or whatever you use. That helps, man. You know, the NFL, man, it's called the Not For Long League. You don't want them firing us, man. Give us some reviews. Chat, chat, chat.
Uprise.
Holla at us. See you at Wembley.
Check my DM, you know you're asking for trouble. I chat cause I'm a chatter.
Chatter.
My words only flatter.
Flatter.
Stab with the dagger, then I misfunction the bladder.
Bladder.
Pull up in your booty bag. Don't stop, bring that booty back. I'll light up your mood again. Let's make out like we're hooligans.